Do me a favor. Would you all lift your hands and raise them towards me as I pray? Just raise them like just like this towards me. Father, we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. As we gather here tonight, together in your most holy name, Lord, anoint these lips of clay. Anoint your servant, Father, with the Holy Ghost and fire. Father, with the wisdom that comes from above and not from below.
Amen.
And we thank you for it. We're going to praise you for it. We're going to give you glory for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, come on. I want to hear it.
Amen.
Whoa, where'd that come from? Glory to God. Hey, bring this guy to the tent meeting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So turn to the book of Revelation and chapter 4, but I'm going to cut in the last two verses of chapter 3, because I like to preach, although it's not going to be a message totally on the overcomer, I like to preach about the overcomer. And I hope if you're here tonight that you're an overcomer.
Amen.
Because you need to be an overcomer in the last days that we live in.
Amen.
And there's one way for sure that you can overcome is to get in the Word and stay in that Word.
Amen.
To get in prayer and stay in prayer. And to get in church and to stay in church. And I mean a church that believes in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
Not one of these is dead. And come on now, don't shout me down. Not one of these is dead. Hallelujah. But one that's alive. One that's on fire. One that preaches the Word of God. One that knows that Jesus Christ is at the door.
Amen.
Amen. You know that scripture. If I backed up enough, I think it's even here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But let's take a look at Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Do you have an ear to hear tonight?
Amen.
Have you got two ears that will hear tonight?
Amen.
Boy, the ones that got two ears that will hear will hear twice as good as the one that only had one.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because that way it doesn't go in one ear and out the other. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah. I hope I don't get silly tonight. I do that every once in a while. But bear with me. Glory to God. You know, people always say to me, I'm so serious, but you ought to be around on the night I get silly. Amen. Hallelujah. I've done that, haven't I, brother and sister back there? Glory to God. Amen. I want to tell you tonight that you will be granted to sit down with the Lord. You will. Hallelujah. It says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame. So you've got to know that Jesus overcame the sins of this world. And because he did it, you do it.
Amen.
I didn't say can, did I? I wonder why. Because he did it, you do it. That's like a command. Because he did it, you do it. So let's go on now. Revelation chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as if it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will shew thee. And I like the King James Version, by the way. If you don't have that, that's fine with me, but I'm going to stick to the good old King James. I don't like these other translations. I'm sorry. If you're upset with me, you're going to have to be upset. Because I'm telling you, they change things. They change the Word of God. They change the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon the Scriptures. So you need to be careful with some of these new translations. And I'll tell you what, I have got a thing, and I can get it to your pastor, that compares a lot of the translations with the King James and what they took out of it and what they put into it, and it will shock you. It will shock you. It will shock you. Glory to God. But it said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. That's important. Everybody say important. Good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is important that we realize that God has said to us, if we will come up hither with Him, He'll show us some stuff. Amen? He'll show us some stuff. And He was showing us some stuff here tonight. Amen? If you don't mind me calling the prophetic word of God stuff. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But I'm telling you the truth. This is what I used to call or I was taught in Bible school was good stuff.
Amen.
This is good stuff.
Amen.
That other stuff is bad stuff.
Amen.
But what's in this book here is good stuff.
Amen.
The only problem is you got to watch out who's teaching it to you. Now, I know you guys here get the good stuff. And I'm not coming against any. The pastor back there, I would listen to him any day of the week and three times on Sunday. Glory to God. And I wanted to have him on radio here tonight, but he convinced me. Glory to God. And I want you to know that Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
He is at the door.
Yeah.
And I felt that in my spirit, his footsteps. You ought to be able to hear them.
Amen.
You ought to be able to hear those footsteps. Because they're close to that door. I mean, very close.
Amen.
Very close. What was that word?
Important.
There it is. Hallelujah. See, when you don't have notes, you can't find it in the Scripture because you've already gone by that. Hallelujah. Important. See, it's something important for us to realize because it says in verse 2, and immediately I was in the Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah. I don't dance much, but I get a real glory fit over that one. Amen? And immediately, hallelujah. Glory to God. And immediately I was in the Spirit. You need to realize that it doesn't take a whole lot of working up to get in the Spirit if you're walking in the Spirit.
Amen.
And you're talking in the Spirit. And you're moving in the Spirit. And you're living in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, I got it, Brother Johnson. I can speak in tongues, Brother Johnson, but I have to wait for the right time. No, you don't. Hallelujah. No, you don't. Glory to God. I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter what somebody else says about tongues. They're real, they're true, and they're of God.
Amen.
And you should know whether they're of the devil or not, or you shouldn't be saying them.
That's right.
Amen. I know, Brother Evans knows, the devil can speak in tongues.
That's right. Amen.
He can speak in tongues. But the difference is that you can be immediately in the Spirit, and you'll know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
See, you're never going to know the difference if you can't get in the Spirit.
Right.
You have to have that discernment of spirits. Amen? You have to know and feel. Oh, I could give you a bunch of examples, but we won't go on with those. But you know and feel that what is God is God. Amen?
Amen.
Revelation chapter 4. And immediately, I like this. I'm not getting very far from this. And immediately I was in the Spirit. I like that. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper. And it says in the King James, a sardine stone, or sardine stone, but you know what a sard is, amen. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. Glory to God. Can you imagine that? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, that's awesome. If you ever use the word awesome, here's a place to use it, right here. This is really awesome. Amen? I mean, can you imagine that? You think that sometimes when you get into heavenly places in the worship, you know, and it feels so good, wait till you get there.
Amen.
I said, wait till you get there. Hallelujah. It is glorious. It is awesome. It is beauty like you cannot understand here on earth. Verse 4, and round about the throne, there were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold.
Amen.
Oh, boy, can you imagine that? I mean, all that we explained before, and now we've got all the extra thrones and crowns of gold and robed in white. Can you imagine the goosebumps you're going to get when you see that? Amen? I mean, you think you get holy goosebumps down here. Wait till you get up there. I mean, it's going to be awesome. Everybody say awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, you guys are good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh. And I saw 24 elders, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Now, I was here once before, and I preached on the 7 spirits of God. I believe it was here anyway. And I'll just quickly tell you what they are. If you go back to Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, you'll see it mentions that again. But I've got some notes here. In Isaiah 11:2, it tells us what those 7 spirits of God are. And we just heard a pretty good message preached a couple of weeks ago on the seven spirits of God at our ministers' gathering. Amen, brother? Amen. Hallelujah. But the first spirit is the Spirit of the Lord. The second one is the Spirit of wisdom. The third one is the Spirit of understanding. The fourth one is the Spirit of counsel. The fifth one is the Spirit of might. And the sixth one is the Spirit of knowledge. And the seventh one, which you don't hear a lot about lately, is the Spirit of the fear of the Lord.
Amen.
There needs to be a little respect in the church.
Amen.
I said there needs to be some respect in the church. You need to not only respect your pastor and your pastor's wife, but you need to respect he whom they serve.
Amen.
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 You need to respect he whom is your head. Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we got that one over with. Hallelujah. And verse 6. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto a crystal. Now, this sea of glass is very important. This is one of the important things that we need to understand. Because the sea of glass is where the victory is. It's where the victors stand. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. How many here are a victor in Jesus? Amen? Do you have victory in Jesus? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. This is where you're going to stand. This is where you're going to stand. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And around about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. So we're looking here at the victors that are standing on the throne. So I want to move. I don't know if we'll get back here. I would like to move to Revelation chapter 15. Revelation chapter 15. And I saw, verse 1, another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues, for in them is filled up with the wrath of God. And verse 2, and I saw as it were a sea of glass, mingled with fire, and them which had gotten the victory over the beast. I told you that was a place of victory. It's a place where the victors are going to stand. And over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. So you are destined. I am going to go right back there, I think. You are destined to get the victory over the things that everybody else on the earth is going to fear.
Amen.
Everybody else is going to fear those things that I just read. They're going to fear the mark. They're going to take it as a matter of fact. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of Christians are going to take that mark.
That's right.
That's right. A lot of them are going to take that mark. And there's a lot of teaching that has been wrong that's going to cause them to take that mark because they're not going to think it's the mark yet.
Right.
See? How many of you know that Satan is the father of lies?
Amen.
He's a deceiver. And it says that in the last days, and I believe it's Thessalonians, I'm getting to the point where my soft disk here doesn't speed up and go back to where it ought to all the time like it ought to. But it says that there's a strong delusion that's coming. And I believe that strong delusion has been coming, Pastor Evans, for a long time through the false teaching. And if it weren't for that the days of the end would be shortened, even the very elect would be deceived. I mean, that's powerful. You think about that. That's powerful. So are you glad that you've got a God that will shorten those last days, amen, so that you will not be deceived by such a strong... When God says strong delusion, He means it. He means it. There is a strong delusion. And I believe that it's been building and building and building for years, and we're at the point where this thing is beginning to affect people mentally and spiritually, of course. How many of you know that you're in the last days? Well, that's good. Praise God. Hallelujah. The last days are here. But remember, I'll just catch verse 3 here. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works. Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Awesome. Awesome. All right, judgments are made manifest. All right, let's go back now to Revelation 4. Now let me back up again. I like to do this. Revelation 4, verse 5, because I like this part. I don't like to preach the parts I like. How many like to read the parts you like?
Amen.
Amen. Why do you like to do that? Because they excite you. Amen. And I like to preach the parts I like because they excite me. And out of the throne proceedeth the lightnings and the thunders and the voices. The voices and the thunders were like unto the voice of God. And I want to take a quick look at Revelation chapter 8, verse 5, the seventh seal. The seventh seal. I don't normally jump around like this, but I'm trying to go the direction God wants me to go. I told you before, I wasn't prepared for tonight. Hallelujah. But I believe there's an anointing upon what I just said to you. There's an anointing upon what I just said to you because it's going to get you through when you need to get through.
Yeah.
Let's just everybody say with me, I'm going through. I'm going through. Let's say it again. I'm going through. I'm going through. Hallelujah. Declare that because you know that you know that you know. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about the space of a half hour.
Amen.
Ooh, awesome. Now let's drop down to verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings. Glory to God. And the angel sounded, and the angel sounded, and the angel sounded. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that's a whole other message. The angels will begin to sound, see? They'll begin to hear. You'll begin to see. You'll begin to know. Verse 13 says, And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices, of the trumpet, of the three angels, which are yet to sound. And we're seeing things happening today, aren't we?
Amen.
It's almost as if we can hear the sound of the thunderings and of the voices and the earthquakes. Haven't heard one in New York State yet, but look out. Look out. Hallelujah. Well, what'd you think? I had you say I'm going through for. Amen. I'm going through. It doesn't matter whether the ground shakes or not. You're going through. You're God's. You're not supposed to shake. So when the ground shakes, it's supposed to shake them that don't know God and that aren't going through. God's given them a last warning and a last chance in this last time. And the gates of hell will not prevail against what he is doing. They will not prevail against what he is doing. God is building a church that will reign with him. How many here know you're being trained to reign? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Graduation day isn't here yet, but it's coming. I hear the footsteps. They're at the door. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what you've been taught or what this guy teaches or what that guy teaches. The matter is you stay with God, you're going when he goes.
Amen.
When he says come, you're going to come.
Don't look back.
I want to look back, Randy. I'm fussing with you now. I'm not correcting you. I've always said, when I go up, I want to look back and say, I told you so. Amen? Wouldn't that be grand if we could all look back and say, I told you, see what I said? And they'd all hear us, amen? But that's not the way it works, folks. That's sort of the fleshy end of it, hallelujah. You'd like to get that last laugh in, huh? That last word in. You know what? You won't need to. Because when that happens, they're going to know. They're going to know. And I'll tell you at that time, except for those that are totally confused by the father of lies themselves, they're going to get down on their knees and say, Why didn't I listen? Why didn't I hear Sam? Why didn't I hear Sally? Why didn't I hear Katie? Why didn't I hear Carol? Why didn't I hear Randy? Say,
right. Yeah.
Amen? I'm telling you the truth. We're looking at something right now. We're looking at something right now that is just so awesome. It's a great time to be a Christian. Amen?
Amen.
It's a great time to be a Christian.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You're going to get to see what all those other ones didn't.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, it has to be. It has to be. Do you think it's going to be that long? Unless God takes you home immediately, I think you're going to see His coming.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to see His coming.
Right.
It's going to be an awesome sight.
Amen.
And I'm glad that I live in the day that I live in. I'm glad that I've had the teaching that I've had. Thank God for good teachers and preachers. Thank God for them. Thank God for good teachers and preachers who take this book and read this book and preach to you what's in this book and not what some denomination told them to preach.
Hallelujah! Praise God!
Amen! There is so much false doctrine out there, it's just pathetic. That's one of the reasons why we do what we do. I'm done here pretty much, I think. But I just want to share with you that your pastor and a lot of the others ministers, I call them signs of the times ministers simply because that's my ministry. And we all get together once a month and we preach. And these messages are recorded digitally. I don't know, this message will probably be used on the radio. But we're putting these messages out internationally. We had a lot of AM stations that we were on for a while, and it got so expensive, we had to cut a lot of those out. But right now, we're looking to go on another shortwave radio station. We're already on one. We're looking to go on another one. We're going to be on two of them. Why would I want to do that? Because the second one, the one that I'd like to see us on, is extremely powerful. It will cover Africa like they're sitting right in this pew.
Praise God.
It will cover the Middle East like they're sitting right there where Randy is. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to hit that area hard. But our emphasis has been, to this point, the backslidden United States, and we're not giving up on that one either.
Amen.
Because you know what? We've sent missionaries all over the world. It's time for us to missionize ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Tell them the truth, it'll set them free.
Amen.
You have an awesome opportunity, people. Because I can tell the folks here tonight know the truth.
Amen.
And you run into people every day.
Amen.
Every day. When you leave here tonight, you may go home and you may stop in the store and you may run into somebody that gives you an opening. No, I'm not telling you to be one of these people who just go out and grab people and be real forceful. But when they open up the door, put your foot in it so they can't close it.
Amen?
Amen? Don't let them close it. You let them open the door. Let them give you an opening, and you'll find that you are 100% more able to preach the gospel to them than if you tried to pry that door open on them.
That's right.
It's time for us to show, you know, be that light that shines upon the hill. It's time for us to be a light to this world. That's how you live, how you act, what you say, what you do. Amen?
Amen.
Time for a little holiness to come back in the church.
Amen.
Come on now.
Amen.
We don't have to go overboard like they did once.
Amen.
But there's time for a little holiness to come back in the church.
Amen.
Y'all know I've preached that enough on that part that went overboard. We won't preach that tonight. But I tell you the truth. You know a brother when you see one. You should.
Yeah.
Or a sister. I met a minister over the internet from our website, and he called me and he wanted credentials, and I talked with him for a while, and we talked, and then finally I decided that he's in New York State. I was just explaining to your pastor about him, and I went to meet him. And I got halfway down to Ithaca, because I told him, don't drive all the way up here, brother. You've driven ways to get to Ithaca. I'll meet you in Ithaca. He says, do you know where Friendly's is? I said, yes, I do. I'm 13. He says, yes. I said, I'll meet you there. Well, I'm halfway there, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know who this guy is. I've never met him. I've never seen him. I don't know what he looks like. But I said, Lord, you do.
Amen.
And if he's yours, I'll know him. We walked down there, walked in the door, opened up the door, walked in Friendly's, and I looked out down the crowd, and I says, my wife says, but that's him. It was. It was.
Amen.
You should know a fellow believer when you see one. You should know that. There should be something there. There's a kinship there. There's a brotherly love there, sisterly love there. And you should know that. Now I know that's pretty fundamental, but you need to hear it again. And again. And again. And again. Because we sometimes have this Christian standoffishness, you know. And we kind of go around instead of going over and saying, "Hey, how are you? My name's, what's yours?" Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you tonight and I praise you tonight. And I give you glory tonight. Father, it says here in verse 11 of chapter 4, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created." You are created tonight by God for His pleasure. He loves you. I love you. You gotta love me. Even if I twiggles your thorn, you just gotta love me. Hallelujah. Why do you have to love Brother Johnson? Because the Bible tells you so. The Bible tells you so.
Hallelujah.
Amen? Well, you gotta love the sinner.
Amen.
How are you gonna save the sinner unless you love the sinner?
That's right.
And
a sinner likes his
blessings. Amen. That's right. You know, this altar is open right now.
Amen.
Brother Evans, if you'd like to come up. Hallelujah. He's the pastor here. I'm not.
Right.
He is my church. He says, "Brother Johnson, would you come up?" I'm in his church. I say, "Pastor, you've got to give honor," the Bible says, "where honor is due." Amen?
I said he was going to do some things tonight. So if you want to come, well, all right, we're here to pray. We found out from my head, I don't know how many weeks now, we don't have too much, so we just need to want to do God
to do it. Well, praise God. I'm with you, brother.
And pray to have Brother Johnson's always, you know, well, all right.